Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, waiting is extremely hard. I know that myself. Sometimes God brings amazing things when we wait. For those of you who don't know who I am, I am Pastor Lori Jungling. I serve as the Bishop of the Montana Synod. I've had the opportunity to be at Bethlehem once before as you celebrated, what was it, 100 or 125?
125.
We have a few congregations in the Montana Synod who have hit or will hit soon 125 years, which is really exciting. To start with, I want to bring greetings from the Montana Synod staff, as well as all the congregations of the Montana Synod, and give you a big bravo way to go. You all here at Bethlehem and at Eidsvold are taking a leap of faith. A leap of faith that hasn't been done before, and we all know how we feel about things that haven't been done before. You know, it's a little scary. But you all are taking that leap of faith to explore and to engage in the possible partnership with Eidsvold Lutheran in order to share a pastor. And perhaps share more than a pastor, but share ministry together in this area. And I see God's possibilities in that. I really do. I see the Holy Spirit working in the midst of these two congregations who are coming together and now filling out surveys for ministry site profiles. The jargon is MSP. We can't seem to work without acronyms in the ELCA. MSP, and you're going to come together and call a pastor and see what happens. See what the Holy Spirit brings in the midst of that. So thank you. Thank you for taking that risk. Thank you for taking that leap of faith with the Holy Spirit and seeing what God is going to do, because I believe God is going to do some amazing things with that. Grace to you and peace from God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Have you ever given a party and no one showed up? Imagine making all of those preparations, cooking the food, hiring the musicians, cleaning the house, sending out the invitations, putting up the decorations, dressing in your finest. Imagine your excitement, your joy, all the activity, the hustle and bustle around you as you get more and more excited to welcome all those guests, all those you've invited to your celebration, your friends, your family, people you love, the people you thought loved you. And what's more, imagine that it's not just any old party. It's a wedding party. The celebration of a joining together of two lives. What a joy to give such a party for those who are entering into a new relationship of hope and wonder and possibility. And what an honor it would be to attend this party, this amazing feast, to even be invited. Not only would there be free food and free gifts and free entertainment, there would also be a chance to meet the host, to have dinner and even dance with royalty. This party sounds like the party of the century. Party of eternity. Who could ever turn down an invitation like that? Well, according to the story, the parable that Jesus tells in the gospel lesson today, some do. The king sent invitations to some people, people he thought cared about him. And then when they didn't come, he sent servants twice to bring them to the feast. And each time the invitation was turned down. People laughed at it, but the whole thing was a joke. thought they didn't need it. Some were just too busy to come. Still others were plain cruel, and they killed the servants who were sent to deliver the invitation. Imagine the hurt and the anger. Imagine nobody wanting to show up at your wedding celebration, the party you've joyfully planned in such a spirit of love. Imagine all that food laid out and steaming, the band waiting for the first person to come through the door, the empty house waiting in silent anticipation for the guests to arrive. Have you ever been invited to a party and decided not to go? What were your reasons? Too busy? Too tired? Maybe you had other plans? Maybe you had to work? Or maybe you didn't like the people who were throwing the party. They were boring, obnoxious. Just not the right kind of people. Maybe you had heard who else had been invited to the party, others who you wouldn't celebrate anything with if your life depended on it. You know, we often think of the kingdom of heaven described by Jesus as only a future thing. One big party that will happen when Jesus shows up again and we get to see our loved ones and live with God in the new creation. And there's a certain truth to that vision, for in Jesus' resurrection, we have been promised a resurrection into a new life in Christ that is beyond anything we can imagine in this earthly existence, including a blowout party with all the saints who come before and after us. That's an amazing party. It's an amazing vision. There's nothing wrong with holding hope in the life that comes beyond this one. But God's kingdom of heaven isn't just about some future reality. It's as much about here and now as it is about the not yet. For through the power of the Holy Spirit who gives us faith, hope, and love in this world, we can prepare for and even begin to celebrate glimpses of this life with Christ at God's party. And we can do it right now. Now, of course, we do this when we receive the foretaste of the feast to come in Holy Communion. We do this when we experience the death and new life of baptism and affirm it every day of our lives. Of course, we do this when we gather together to worship, when we enter into Scripture, interact with God in prayer, when we sing praises to God and grieve together the realities of suffering, death, and violence in the world. Do you know what? We also enter into God's party when we open ourselves up here and now to the Holy Spirit and let God do and work new things in us. When we choose to take a risk and enter into the transforming celebration in this life, even when we don't know what's going to happen, even when it might be scary, going to somebody else's party, especially a party thrown by the awesome and mysterious God, and that's what we're entering into, that can be a frightening thing, right? What if you don't know anybody there? Or what if the people don't like you? Or what if you have to do things you've never done before? Or do old things in a new way? Or what if you're wearing the wrong clothes? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. In many ways, Bethlehem Lutheran and Eidsvold Lutheran, you are entering into this party that's being given by God, even now in this life, in a risky yet faith-filled work to try something new. A new partnership. You've been preparing for this party for almost 2 years now, and you're still preparing. You're struggling together as co-workers of the gospel, like the women and men that Paul mentions in the letter to the Philippians. And bravo to whoever read that, because those names are hard. And your preparations are going to continue as you discern together how you'll be Christ's church with one another. How you will share a pastor together. How you will serve your neighbors in this area together. How you will proclaim the gospel together in all you do and say. Praying and praising God together. This joining together to share not only a pastor but also a ministry is indeed a glimpse of the feast that is yet to come. For every time we make an effort to maintain the unity of the Holy Spirit in a bond of peace, that Holy Spirit is present with us, building us up, equipping us, strengthening us in the hope of possibilities that we can only imagine through hope and faith. And when the Holy Spirit comes, that's when we know that we're welcome to God's party. But the party isn't quite here yet. And you know what? The party won't start when your new pastor comes either. The party is not for them. Whoever that person is, that person, when they arrive, will be a welcome addition to the preparation for God's party. But God's party, or at least glimpses of it, really happens when you are transformed. Each one of you and as congregations are transformed again and again by the Holy Spirit's work in this new partnership, and in the love that together you are going to be better able to share with one another as two rather than one. For two who serve together in Christ are always better than one, as you encourage and support one another in your ministries and your callings. And a portion of that calling that you have been given as parts of the body of Christ is to be those servants in the story who welcome all into Christ's party. For as the parable says, when the people he invited didn't come, the king again sent servants into the street and gathered all who were there, both the good and the bad. Yeah, guess what? The church is not perfect. None of us in it are. This wasn't a mere invitation. This was a gathering of all sorts of people from all parts of town, from many different backgrounds and life experiences. Some of them may have come quietly. Others may have been bouncing off the walls with excitement. Still others may have come in kicking and screaming. But the king kept welcoming them, all of them, into the wedding hall that soon was overflowing with guests. When Leanne was 8 years old, a new girl, Ruth, joined her class at school. And like any new kid, Ruth was ignored and made fun of by the other kids. One day, Leanne and the rest of her class received invitations to attend Ruth, the new girl, her birthday party. But when Leanne found out that none of her friends were going, she decided, of course, that she wasn't going to go either. But Leanne's mom found out about it and told her that, yes, Leanne was going to go to the party. No matter how hard Leanne whined, her mom would not give in. Her mom even bought a little hairbrush set for Leanne to give to Ruth. Well, finally, the day arrived for the party, and Leanne's mom made her dress in the nicest dress and fixed her hair and drove her over to Ruth's house. Nobody was there yet, but the party was all set to go. There was a huge cake on the table that somebody had tried to decorate. There were 9 pink candles, bright red frosting, rosebuds, and the words, "Happy Birthday, Ruthie," on the cake. Sitting around the cake were little glasses of red Kool-Aid. And Pin the Tail on the Donkey was on the wall. And there was a bowl of party favors sitting on the desk. Everything was ready for the party, except for the people. Leanne asked Ruthie where her mom and dad were. Ruthie said, "My mom's sick, and my dad went away." And then there was silence, except for a few raspy coughs from behind a closed door. 15 minutes passed, and then 10 more. Leanne began to realize nobody else was coming. She was horrified that she'd been the only one to show up to such a dud of a party. Then she heard a muffled sob next to her. And she looked up into Ruthie's tear-stained face, and suddenly she felt sorry for Ruthie. And she expressed her anger at the 35 classmates who didn't show up. "Who needs them?" she shouted. And she jumped out of her chair. And the two little 8-year-old girls proceeded to have their own party. And they split the giant cake between them, drank gallons of red Kool-Aid, 3 dozen party favors, and game prizes. They had a party to themselves. When it comes to God's party, the feast is going to go on without us, whether we're there or not. For the Holy Spirit is gathering in people off the streets. Thankfully, we've all been invited to this party and are welcomed. All we have to do is simply show up. But of course, transformed by God's amazing grace, we ought to live like we're at this party. For example, there's the little matter of what to wear to God's party. The end of that parable is not so fun, is it? We all need that wedding garment to wear for the festivities. In other words, we need to show on the outside what we believe on the inside. We're not going to have access to that party. But you know what? And here's the amazing part. This garment is already yours. It has been given to you in your baptism. Each one of us has received this wedding garment, a beautiful piece of clothing that shines with the love and acceptance of Jesus Christ. We've already been welcomed to the feast and given the robe through God's grace and our faith in it. But we don't get to just sit around in the robe and eat our food by ourselves, love only those we like, serve only those we think deserve it. We must do as Eidsvold and Bethlehem have done and are doing and live in risky faithfulness, opening yourselves up to the transforming work of the Spirit. In everything, we are called to live that invitation we have received, celebrating the long, eternal commitment that God has made with us in this marriage. Wearing this garment calls us to live as children of God, members of one body. that works for justice and peace and love and hope in our day-to-day lives. Our faith in God and our joy at being welcome to this party should shine through as we put on Christ and wrap him around us as if he were our favorite robe. Today and every day, you are invited as God's guest to God's great feast. And you're pulled off the streets into God's kingdom. And though we may only get glimpses of it now, God has wrapped that wedding garment around you. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have faith to trust and the courage to try something new and be transformed by it. But what about those people who didn't accept the invitation? Those who seem to avoid the party, I bet you're wondering about them. Well, remember Leanne and Ruthie? There's more to their story. When Leanne's mom came to get her, Leanne picked up her goodies and thanked Ruthie several times for the awesome party, and she could hardly wait to tell her mom about all the fun she had had. I won all the games, she said. Well, really, Ruthie won the pin the tail on the donkey, but she said it wasn't fair for the birthday girl to take home the prize, so she gave it to me. We split the party favors 50-50. Mama, she just loved the brush set. I was the only one there, she said, out of Mrs. Black's whole third grade class. I can't wait to tell everyone what a great party they missed. And Leanne's mom pulled over to the side of the road and stopped her car, and she gave Leanne a big hug. And with tears in her eyes, she said, I am so proud of her, of you. In the end, we can't force people to come to the party the way Leanne's mom forced her. But what we can do is tell others what a great party they're missing. And when they do show up, we can welcome them with Christ's welcome in a way that lets our wedding garment shine through and live a life of love for others and a faith in Christ. Thanks be to God, and blessings be to all of you. Amen.